This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, global protests continue. The Arbath 600E launches, and GM struggles with the bright drop vans. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why grid experts say EVs are nothing to worry about. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Sunday, 30th of March. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free. It saves you even more time. Plus, of course, if you just want to support the show, that's a great way of doing it at Patreon, patreon.com/EV News Daily. Thank you to everybody on that platform. This is how I earn a living these days. We'll start with news. You may have wondered if it was actually happening. They talked about a Tesla takedown, global day of protest, whatever that really means. That was yesterday. And it does look like there was some action that happened in multiple countries. They call it the Tesla takedown demonstrations. They really were, I would say, you know, reports coming in globally. It's not overwhelming. Activists in, they say, 253 cities participated in various sizes of non-violent rallies urging a boycott of Tesla, Elon Musk, and MAGA politics, and to encourage people not to buy those vehicles. And if you do drive one and want to sell one, they say, well, then now's a good time, because obviously prices, I've told you about recently, depreciation is for Teslas higher than other EVs at the moment. Part of that could be because of people, you know, moving them on and what have you. And so in Los Angeles, I saw a report of 100 people protesting outside a Tesla service center. You know, it's not thousands, it's 100 people. One person I saw talking, Phil Ansell, 65, expressed concerns about the CEO and how Tesla now represents a brand of politics in which he doesn't associate. A 72-year-old called Francine Coiteau highlighted the importance of Social Security for many Americans and how she doesn't want that to be taken away. Protests occurred across various cities, regardless of political leanings. In Dallas, demonstrators displayed a "store closing, everything must go" sign in front of a Tesla dealership. St. Louis County protesters held signs reading "No one elected Musk" and "Drive Tesla out of business." New York City saw a large crowd chanting, "Elon Musk, shame on you, we deserve a future too." The movement opposes Elon Musk and Tesla's government's associations, as it were. I guess Tesla were getting all wrapped up in government cuts and the so-called DOGE initiative. A Los Angeles organizer, Joel Lava, criticized Musk and Tesla for the influence on US infrastructure and damage to that. Other complaints include Elon Musk's stance on diversity and Nazi-like gestures. And I have had emails to this podcast saying, don't dance around that. Don't call it Nazi-like gestures or, sympathy towards the hard right. You call a spade, and say what Elon Musk has been doing. And so, there's all sorts of people getting involved in these protests. But like I say, it's widespread but not overwhelming. People are still buying Teslas, of course, still buying new ones. We'll find out this week how many when the sales results are in 3 or 4 days' time. Tesla has experienced declining sales, but, I'm not going to bang that drum too much flog that to death. Mentioned many times, we'll get the final numbers very soon. There's also investor concerns over the politicization of Tesla as a brand. I saw one person recently who is, a very famous journalist over here. His name is Quentin Wilson. And if you know Top Gear for the sort of Jeremy Clarkson era of Top Gear, although Jeremy Clarkson crossed over with Quentin, I think, in you would call it old Top Gear. And I guess, when Top Gear is more of a motoring show. Quentin Wilson's a very famous motoring journalist over here. You probably know him. And he was saying he doesn't know any motoring brand that has changed so quickly in so little time than Tesla. And some backlash has turned violent over the weekend. We know that arson and vandalism has happened, if not this weekend, then certainly over recent weeks in the US and Europe. Organizers emphasizing their commitment to peaceful protest. And absolutely, I completely agree with that. If you want to protest anything, then you should have absolutely the right to say, hey, I feel this way, and not coerce people into your way of thinking or being, to be able to empathize with other people's point of views, to be able to put yourself in their shoes is, a skill that many people on the internet don't have. But that is a skill of being an adult, isn't it? And, many people are not able to kind of get along with people who don't think like them. Many people live in cultural silos and stuff like that and don't like to be challenged. And so we've definitely seen that over the weekend. Some pro-Tesla campaigners coming out to rally for Elon Musk. I'll talk about that in a moment. Elon Musk accused activists of committing crimes. No evidence of that, by the way. And one lady called Valerie Costa, who Elon Musk singled out specifically and named, has now received death threats from Tesla fans. Well, moving on, and there was one issue in Fresno, there was one situation in Fresno where a Tesla dealership hosted both protests. Two opposing groups gathered yesterday outside the Tesla dealership in Herndon and Palm Avenue in Fresno, and it did show the rising tensions over the politicization of Tesla as a business. Supporters from the Flip It Red USA organization, whatever Flip It Red is, I can imagine, held a Tesla Doge support rally. Interesting. There are people coming out saying, no, we're all for Tesla and Doge and Elon Musk and stuff like that. They had signs that we were waving, including "Making Liberals Cry" and "We Voted for Doge." They said they turned up to support Tesla and Elon Musk. One person, Josh Fulfer, a pro-Musk Doge Tesla fan, said, and I quote, "We're out here to show support for Doge, Elon Musk and Tesla and this administration. As you can hear by the horns honking, a lot of people are with us on this," end quote. There were some verbal exchanges. Delighted to say these protests remained mostly peaceful over the weekend. Both sides, they say, got supportive honks from passing vehicles. Okay, moving on. And Arbath has launched the 600E series in the UK. That is a standard model that starts at £36,975. That's pounds sterling, so about €44,000 equivalent. There is the special edition Scorpionissima, which is £39,875, beautifully priced below the £40,000 threshold before we start paying a ton more what our government call luxury car tax. And, you know, I don't think 40 grand these days, when it came in, they haven't adjusted the threshold. So when it came in, you could maybe make an argument for that. But an Arbar 600E is not the kind of luxury car that that tax was aimed at when it first came in. But either way, 39,875 for that. 54 kilowatt hour battery, standard is 207 miles WLTP, 176 kilowatt electric motor. It'll do 0 to 62 in 6.24 seconds, which is really rapid on the 600E Arbath. The Scorpionissima has a 207 kilowatt motor. That's been pulled from the Alfa Romeo Junior Electrica Veloce. And so that'll do the dash in 5.9 seconds. Both models have level 2 ADAS, parking sensors, blind spot. They come with Michelin Pilot Sport EV tyres and a Torsen limited slip differential for stiffened suspension, reinforced chassis. And this is an Arbath version of the 600. It does come with an engine sound generator. I haven't heard it, haven't tried it. I tend to turn these things off if you can. There's a new body, slightly different body design, and it has Arbath's custom satellite navigation system. And the various trims go from 93 miles an hour top speed up to 124 miles an hour if you engage track mode. Of course, you shouldn't be doing that on public roads anyway, only on the track. Customers can choose between either acid green or hypnotic purple. I mean, people are going to see you coming in this, the Arbath Scorpionissima. Scorpionissima is now on sale. Let's talk General Motors. Struggling with the bright drop vans, the electric delivery vans in the United States, there's a surplus of unsold vehicles which have now been pictured. This is, I think, a CNN report in Flint, Michigan, near the Cami assembly plant. And these vans were made at the Cami plant, but that faced a shutdown recently to adjust some production schedules. Now, to boost sales, GM is offering rebates of $31,000 on BrightDrop models. That's 40% off the MSRP. BrightDrop vans have a 272-mile range, or 438 kilometers, all-wheel drive option, but before incentive, starting at $74,000 starting price. That's a load more money than a Ford E-Transit. It's a good 20 grand. Actually, it's like almost 25 grand more than where the E-Transit starts, I believe. There is demand for electric vans, but electric vans and fleet purchasers particularly are very, not in all cases, but I would say 9 times out of 10, dispassionate according to what they buy. They might want the best technology, the best van. They want to have great environments for their drivers so that those women and men that spend all day long delivering the parcels that we need for the economy to work. We want great working conditions, but ultimately they'll look at the bottom line. And if a vehicle is 25 grand less and it has similar capabilities, or it does the capabilities that you need for your fleet, then high prices just don't cut it. Sales data highlights the challenge. 1,529 BrightDrops were sold in the US last year. Ford sold 12,500 E-Transits. Rivian sold 13,500 EDVs. Although BrightDrop outsold the Mercedes-Benz E-Sprinter, GM has expanded their dealer network from 7 dealers last year to 340 now, or at least a presence there, to increase their awareness for the customer base. Fleet customers operate with a daily range, they say, under 70 miles, so having a vehicle that's so capable is a little bit overkill. And although it seems weird saying, hey, we've got a battery size here that's maybe 110, 120, 130 miles, you just want, it's a tool, isn't it? It's like a carpenter buying a saw. You want the best thing, but you'll buy the tool that gets the job done. And Ford CEO Jim Farley saying that these customers are very reluctant to pay more for a larger EV that has a battery that you just don't need. GM faces uncertainty about the assembly plant's future if sales remain low or federal tariffs change. A potential move of production to the US could reduce tariff impact but would require substantial retooling. Pop a link to that story in the show notes. You see the pictures of all these hundreds, maybe thousands, I don't know, I haven't counted them, of BrightDrop vans all queued up. Like dogs in the home, waiting to find their forever home. a sorry sight. These are great vans, and they're all, say, just sort of sitting, waiting, which isn't great for battery health either, is it? But I'm sure not the end of the world. We'll take a break, we'll come back, and we'll talk about Tesla extending some really good financing tools for the Model Y, and also how the grid is not going to collapse, according to experts, thanks to electric vehicles. Stick around, back in a mo.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for everyone who supports the show on Patreon. You can do that at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily and get your podcast ad-free. Well, here in the UK, our new government, the Labour Party, will decide on the zero-emission vehicle mandate later this spring. Talks are currently happening with industry and the car manufacturers. Transport Undersecretary Lillian Greenwood shared the timeline during parliamentary questions, confirming the government has considered the industry feedback and will later this spring talk about what they've decided to do with our mandate. This announcement is part of the government's plan to go electric. The automotive sector must get 28% of their sales by the end of the year, or pool with other car makers who've got a surplus. And there's some, you know, last year they could defer some into future years as well. By 2035, that'll be 100% that we want to go full EV. The UK government will identify their, or clarify their position, I should say, very soon. Tesla is extending its 3-year interest-free offer, but this is in China only, but it just goes to show how competitive things are. 3 years interest-free is very much a hard cost to the business for Tesla. And anyone offering interest-free money. Interest, you know, money is not free at the minute. Interest rates are very high in historical terms around the world. And so these offers include the long-range all-wheel drive version of the new updated Model Y as well. This is the first time both versions of the facelifted Model Y qualify for this 0% offer. The delivery wait time for the long-range all-wheel drive has halved, suggesting a drop in demand in China. That doesn't indicate it. It's also, I think, looking like it's going to be a very good final week of the quarter for Tesla in China. You know, look, I know 1 week a quarter does not make, but there are some early signs, some early shoots there of growth for Tesla. It's not happening yet, but we are seeing just those indications that maybe China is coming out of this little rut that it's been in for Q1. And so that 0% offer is definitely going to help. On Weibo, the social media outlet Tesla China announced that customers buying any version of the new Model Y before April 30th can have 3-year interest-free financing. The refreshed 5-seat Model Y was launched back in January 10th in China, with delivery starting February 26th. The rear-wheel drive version starts at about $36,000 equivalent. That is about 263,000 RMB, while the long-range version costs about 313,000 RMB. Tesla began offering zero interest financing for the rear-wheel drive Model Y initially, and now it's extended, like I say. Delivery time, 2 to 4 weeks, is not as high as we have seen before with Tesla. But then again, they have big production capacity out of Giga Shanghai. And so there is a bit of a wait time. You can't walk in and just get one off the shelf like you can a Cybertruck in China. Well, you can't get a Cybertruck in China. But local media outlet 36KR reporting a couple of weeks ago, facelifted Model Y had 200,000 orders nationwide in China. There was some uncertainty. I didn't report that at the time because we've seen this before with China. Somebody says something online or social media, or especially a social media post where that person has, you know, like Tesla something in their handle. So they're clearly like a Tesla fan. And a lot of people post stuff without sourcing, and it's not actually coming from the Chinese, you know, ministry or the weekly insurance data, which even then can be subject to revision. So I don't even go with like the weekly stuff. I know lots of people get very excited about that, but you always have to wait for the official numbers, which we do get very regularly out of China. And finally, Ausgrid, Australia's largest power network provider, is dismissing concerns that electric vehicles will overwhelm the grid. In the Energy Insiders podcast, Ausgrid CEO said that we've never really subscribed to the idea that too many EVs blows up the grid, and he assured that the network can handle the demand. The CEO noting that EV owners can charge their vehicles during off-peak time. Anyone who owns an EV knows they don't have to charge all the time. The CEO said they certainly don't have to always charge at peak times, he said. This flexibility helps the network, actually, because you have to build grid networks for the peak, which is often in many countries, depending on how the energy is made. But the peak is often sometime between 4 and 6pm. It's often when people get home. It's often when they'll start to, you know, cook their dinner or sometimes put heating and lighting on. And you have to build the grid so that you don't go down at that time. But equally, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you are then left with a grid that you've invested in that's capable of a lot more, that's being vastly underutilized. So actually, EVs using a lot of electricity in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. helps the grid work harder. It makes more money. It puts more money through the system, as it were, at a time when it would be vastly underutilized. So EVs are really, really good for the grid. But again, you still see, depending on the outlet, the media channel, the axe they have to grind, you'll still see the odd EVs are going to bring down the power grid, which is, you know, which is really 10 years ago. It's quaint, bless them. They still think they can get away with writing nonsense like that. But yeah, it's pretty old school FUD, that is. We're used to it by now, but some people still believe it. But that's okay. I'm past the point of caring. Like, if your crazy uncle who still has a Facebook account, like a lot of people have deleted Facebook these days, like me, but like if you're like your crazy relative is still putting conspiracy stuff on, you know, on Facebook, like EVs are gonna bring down the grid, let them crack on. It's okay. Like, we're past that point now. We are now in the early mass adoption phase of EVs. It's happening. There's no denying. And so everyone's going to go EV. The timeline is shifting. We don't know when that'll be. It'll be 10 years or 15 years. We know that that's the direction of travel, and that nothing's going to threaten that now. Not, you know, one political party over the 4-year term in, you know, some countries, or whether China goes faster or slower, it's happening, and they will not bring down the grid. It's where we charge them, and that's really important. I'm much more interested in having that conversation of how do we help people charge overnight? How do we help people charge when the car isn't moving? Let's get away from that conversation of DC fast charging. Well, let's not get away from it, but lots of people have that conversation, and it's interesting and fun. And, you know, I love the videos that I watch with Björn Newlund doing 1,000-kilometer challenges, and Kyle at Outer Spec just rampaging across whole continents and DC fast charging. This is not normal. Like the rest of us just charge overnight. And we love DC fast charging because when you want to get somewhere, you gotta get somewhere. And if you got the family on tow, you don't want to be queuing or just having unreliability issues. It's a really important topic. but slow level 2 AC charging. Oof, that's where the juice is, literally. Hey, thanks to our premium partners of the show, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good, and I'll see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.